Hello and welcome. I'm Peggy Nolan, your host of Henzo Gracie New Hampshire Podcasting. Led by Professor Kevin Landry, Henzo Gracie New Hampshire is the premier Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Power Fitness Academy in New England with locations in Exeter and Salem, New Hampshire. Whether you want to train for fitness or train to compete, Henzo Gracie New Hampshire is the place to be. Call 603-777-2775 to schedule a tour of our facilities today. Well, let me tell you a little bit about our guest that we're having. Neiman Gracie has graciously taken some time out of his busy training schedule to sit and chat with me today. He is a first-degree black belt in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and an instructor at Henzo Gracie Academy in New York City. Neiman has medaled at the World No-Gi Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu Championships, the Pant Jiu-Jitsu No-Gi Championships, and the New York International Open IBJJF Championships. Say that five times fast. In 2013, Neiman began competing in mixed martial arts, winning both of his fights by submission. In late 2014, he signed with Bellator MMA, and he'll be making his debut fight against Bobby Flynn this Friday, February 27th. So welcome, Neiman, and thank you so much for taking time out of your day to chat.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
All right, so we're going to get right to it. I know that the people at Henzo Gracie, New Hampshire, are really dying to know this, what you feel, how you feel about fighting under the Gracie name. I mean, what kind of expectations come with that?
Actually, like, I've been doing this since I'm a kid, you know, like, since a very young age. So I'm kind of, it's normal for me, you know. So
okay.
I don't feel much pressure about it, you know. And I actually try to forget the last name, because
okay.
In reality, it doesn't change nothing, you being a Gracie or not, you know. I'm just a regular guy with two arms and two legs like most of other people, you know.
Right. So you don't feel too much pressure then?
Not really.
Not really?
Yeah.
So, okay, so you are kind of a young guy. I did kind of do my homework a little bit. What are you, 26? 27, 28, somewhere around there?
Yeah, 27.
27, okay. Oh, my gosh, that's so funny because my youngest daughter's your age. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you are a baby.
Nah.
So they're basically, so when you think about it, your Uncle Henzo is really just kind of looking at you to kind of go out and do your best, right?
Yes.
Just do your best and what happens, happens.
Exactly, you know? So there's nobody put weight on my shoulders, nobody tell me that I need to win, you know. They just tell me to go there and try to do my best, and whatever happens, happens, you know.
Oh, yeah, that's, you know, that's kind of good, because I know that when you have that kind of family name, there can be pressure or expectations, whether it's from other people or from yourself, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, I try to forget about that, you know?
I don't know. Yeah. What kind of expectations do you have for yourself? How do you feel about your upcoming fight?
Oh, I feel great. You know, this training camp was one of the best training camps I've ever had. I did my whole training camp in the New York Academy, the Henzo's New York Academy, you know? And I expect the best, you know. I think I'm going to do great. And let's wait for Friday night to see what's going to happen.
That's, well, I know everybody in the Gracie family is behind you, that's for sure, right?
Oh, yeah. They are. Thank God.
Oh, yes. And I know that everybody from Henzo Gracie, New Hampshire, is in your corner as well, too. So it's a big deal.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome, you know, having all you guys behind me, it's really important, you know.
So talk to us a little bit about your training camp. I mean, what was a typical day like for you to start preparing for this fight?
Yeah, it was a very busy training camp, you know. Like I said, I did most of my training in the New York Academy. So Mondays we train no gi at John's Denver class, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Then afterwards I train some Muay Thai with the guys from the Muay Thai from the Academy. And every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday we do the sparring, which is pretty tough,
right.
You know, because it's very close to what the fight is going to look like. So it's very tough training, you know. And
right.
I train with like my cousins, with another professional fighters that train with us, you know. So it's been really tough, and but it's great because it gets me ready, you know.
Right. It sounds like you're ready. I mean, all that training. Do you do anything special as far as nutrition-wise? Do you eat differently, you know, a couple of days leading up to a fight? I mean, I don't know what you eat anyways, but anything that could clue people in who are listening to this, what kind of things that you do to nutrition-wise?
Oh, yeah, I had to change my whole diet, you know, because MMA has changed a lot, and now we have the weight categories, you know.
Right.
And I'm going down to 170 pounds, so I usually
weigh
195, you know.
Wow, aren't you like 6 feet tall?
Yes. So
yeah.
Being really tough, you know, I need to cut off the acai a little bit.
Wow, okay. It's hard to imagine because I know that you're so tall and you're trying to get, you know, 170. I would have to imagine you change up your nutrition quite a bit.
Yeah, like 2 months leading to the fight, I start to change the nutrition, you know, and now this last week is the toughest one.
Yeah.
So I kind of cut the carbs, you know, and
right.
Eat a lot of protein and
so what's your favorite thing to eat before a fight?
Right before? Pasta.
Yeah.
Carbs.
Pasta?
Any kind of carbs that I can put in, it's good, you know?
Energy.
Get a big bucket of pasta and it's going to be good. Can't wait.
That's awesome. So do you have any pre-fight ritual that you do, you know, like, you've seen baseball players, they get up to the bat and they do all this kind of ritualistic stuff up at home plate before they swing the bat. Do you do anything that's kind of the same that, you know, you take comfort in or that's ritualistic for you before a fight?
Not really. I don't believe in rituals, you know. I believe that that can make you weak. Like, he only fights with his blue underwear, you know. So imagine if the day that he don't have the underwear, what's going to happen to his mind, you know? So
oh, that's true, right.
Yeah, I don't have rituals, you know, so I don't
okay,
believe
so,
in that.
All right. I'm kind of with you. I don't have any rituals either.
But
what do you do to kind of get into the zone? You know the zone that I'm talking about where you're just so focused. What do you do to get into that zone?
I try to focus on what I have to do, you know. Like, I know it's a tough sport, but the training do the whole thing on your mind, you know. So for the younger guys that are starting to compete in jiu-jitsu or MMA or whatever, you know, the whole thing is the training. The training gets you ready not only physically, but also mentally, you know. Because when you don't train well enough, you have a lot of questions on your mind, like, should I have done this? Should I have done that? You know? But when you know that you did everything that you could to do to prepare to be ready for that day, your mind going to be ready, you know?
Right. So is your mind ready for Friday night?
Hell yeah.
Oh, 100%. Yay. That's what I like to hear. That's awesome. So that's a real good testimony to the training that you've done and all of that. Do you do anything, do you do any visualizations like prior to that, the ring of the bell and, you know, or whatever?
Yeah, I do that a lot. This is also really important, you know. So when I'm by myself a little. I try to imagine, you know, everything mm-hmm. that can happen and the best way that everything can happen, you know. I think that's
right.
also really important.
Yeah, because I hear that when you can visualize going through, say, your fight sequence or whatever, or you even visualize the outcome of the fight with your hand raised as the winner, that really helps put you into that
yes,
zone before
yes.
the fight. Yeah. So that's awesome. I know that our team here in New Hampshire is really looking forward to seeing your fight, and we're really rooting for you all the way, right?
Yeah, thank you, guys, you know.
You're welcome. Do you have, what are your three favorite training tips for students of jiu-jitsu before we close?
Training tips?
Yeah. What would you tell somebody who's, whether they're training to fight or just training to get into, I don't know, their best physical condition that they can be in?
So the first thing is, like, always listen to your professor, you know. Like, he's been there, he's done that, you know, so he knows what he's saying. So first thing, believe in your teacher, especially you guys there in New Hampshire. You guys have a great teacher, you know, Kevin. It's amazing, you know. So always hear what your coach has to say, you know. Train as much as you can, because training is everything, like I said before.
Yeah.
You know. And believe on the technique, believe in jiu-jitsu, because this is the best martial art in the world, you know?
You know, just to be honest with you, Neiman, I began training jiu-jitsu when I turned 50, and I have to admit, it is one of the best martial arts out there. I love it.
It's so good, right? Because we set
it,
the mindset,
it is.
You know?
The mindset, the, you know, the instructors, the everything about it. I connected a lot of dots with jiu-jitsu. I do practice Muay Thai, which I love, but jiu-jitsu has a lot to offer. So, yeah. And believe in your instructor and listen to your instructor, listen to your professor. That's amazing advice, because I know Kevin's never steered anybody wrong. he's really good.
Great.
So
great.
So, you know, thank you so much. I know that you are, you know, getting ready for a fight in a couple of days. So I just want to thank you so much for taking a few minutes just to talk with us.
Thank you. Thank you, guys. It's my pleasure, you know. And I
All
hope
right.
I can go visit you guys afterwards.
All right.
And a little bit with you guys, okay?
Yeah, thank you so much. And this is Peggy Nolan for Henzo Gracie New Hampshire Podcasting. And we will be talking again soon.